We're going to be joined this hour by somebody else who tells the truth about 9/11, James Fetzer. He's a former Marine Corps officer. He's been published widely on theoretical foundations of scientific knowledge, computer science, artificial intelligence, cognitive science, evolution, and mentality. He is a McKnight Professor Emeritus at the University of Minnesota Duluth. He has also conducted extensive research into the assassination of JFK, 9/11, plane crash that killed Senator Paul Wellstone, and he's written books, The Evolution of Intelligence, 9/11 Conspiracy, Render Unto Darwin, and The Place of Probability in Science. His website, blog, is James Fetzer, F-E-T-Z-E-R, .blogspot.com. And the 9/11 site is 911scholars.org. Thank you so very much for joining us today, Jim Fetzer, on the Power Hour.
Oh, Joyce, I'm delighted to be here. The situation we're going to discuss, this Jade Helm business, is actually becoming increasingly ominous, I'm sorry to say.
Well, I want to hear the down and dirty because I want to be prepared and I want the listeners to be prepared. But let's go back to the beginning of when we heard about Jade Helm, and what was it that kind of piqued your imagination as to, oh my gosh, this is not a good deal for us?
Well, the Jade Helm exercise officially is supposed to be a very modest standard training operation involving a small number of troops. For example, I have been a journalist for Veterans Today since 5 July 2011, and the senior editor has reported to me that it involves only National Guard troops, 1,200 personnel, standard op, but in fact, all of that turns out to be false. And in fact, when another member of the Veterans Today staff, also a former Marine, wrote an article raising some very mild and appropriate questions about Jade Helm, the senior editor, whose name is Gordon Doff, trashed it. He added an editor's note, which was completely inappropriate, saying it was uninformed, unsourced, and that he did not know what he was talking about, whereas he, Gordon Doff, had checked with his sources and found everything was okay, just fine dandy. Well, I thought this was very strange and started doing my own research on Jade Helm, where I have now done multiple shows about it on my own program, The Real Deal, with MBC Media Broadcast Center, Joyce. And it turns out to be completely the opposite. Officially, it's spanning 7 southwestern states, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, Nevada, Utah, Colorado. But actually, it's expanded into other eastern states, including in Mississippi and Florida. It involves members of all 4 different services, including special ops, Green Berets, people who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and are used to shooting women, children, and elderly people. At the same time, we have had the closing of 5 Walmarts distributed in the same area. And it sounds very, very strange. The official explanation for their closing, for a 6-month period, Joyce, where this training op is supposed to run from 15 July to 15 September, which is 2 months, already long enough that I have observed that an event like this that lasts as long as this is not just an op, it's an occupation. And they have claimed these Walmart stores are closed because of plumbing. But it's quite obvious they aren't closed because of plumbing. And it turns out that there are longstanding arrangements with FEMA and DHS that if there's ever any necessity that FEMA can take control of these Walmarts at any time, basically for any purpose. Now, this is a very large-scale operation. Where Duff said 1,200 personnel, there may be 1,200 armored personnel carriers alone operating in urban environments in American cities. As a former Marine Corps officer, I observe you train in the location or locale or the terrain that you expect to operate in. If they were doing this, if this were planning for 4 operations abroad, they'd be training in Arizona or in the desert in California for a Middle Eastern environment. In fact, they've reconstructed Middle Eastern cities on several bases in the country. And what's especially alarming here is these Walmarts are undergoing major changes. The changes involve erecting 8 and 9 foot fences around the Walmart. They appear to be going to be equipped with barbed wire.
Are you serious? That is pretty telling right there. I mean, plumbing problems and barbed wire fence. Are you kidding?
It's worse. They are ripping up the floors and installing what an expert in this area has told me are layers of electrodes so that they're going to be processing detainees inside the Walmarts. And by varying the elevation of the electrical shock, you can either, you know, create pain and render a person unconscious or even dead. They are flying in military equipment, especially helicopters, are putting black plastic over the windows so you can't see what's going on. And just today, I learned that they are reinforcing the doors, Joyce. They're putting on metal doors that are blast resistant. I mean, this is ridiculous. Anyone who thinks this is a training op has their head where the sun does not shine. You would do none of this if this were actually a training op. We have footage from Florida where a woman with a cell phone filmed a group of these Jade Helm troopers taking a dozen detainees, you know, a dozen citizens into custody as detainees. When they noticed this woman was filming, one of them, an officer presumably, took her cell phone, grabbed it from her, threw it on the ground, smashed it. Now, of course, that's private property. I mean, this was theft. This is ridiculous. Meanwhile, they noticed other citizens with cell phones were filming the whole thing. In fact, that's how we know that it happened. And when they realized they'd been caught on tape, they disbanded and allowed their detainees to return to home. But I'm telling you, we have been sold such a bill of goods for so long, Joyce, about, you know, domestic terrorists. In the wake of 9/11, we created this Department of Homeland Security, a massive 35 previously independent agencies consolidated into one. It was modeled on the East German Stasi, widely regarded as the most effective secret police organization ever created by the hand of man. The United States was declared as a battlefield. You may recall when George W. Bush slipped that into one of his talks about 9/11. They have on that basis created a North American command. I have now been sent a manual from the United States Army. I'm looking at a passage right now. This is Field Manual 7-0, dated 12 December 2008. Listen to some of the... this is about full-spectrum dominance and dominating the human domain, and it says state and non-state actors can be expected to use the full range of options. This is talking about alleged threats in the environment, including every diplomatic, informational, military, and economic measure at their disposal. This applies to all adversaries, regardless of their technological or military capability. Now get this. In addition, operational environments will extend to areas historically immune from battle, including the homeland, the United States and its territories, and the territory of multinational partners, especially urban areas. Operational environments will probably include areas not defined by geography, such as cyberspace. Computer network attacks already cross borders, and many soon may be able to hit anywhere, anytime, with the exception of cyberspace. All operations will be conducted among the people. Outcomes will be measured in terms of effects on populations. Now, we have been told that the NSA surveillance is a function of their existence of domestic terrorists, Joyce. But I published a long time ago about a report that we received from the Senate Committee on Homeland Security based upon its review of 680 fusion center studies, where fusion centers merge federal, state, and local anti-terrorist activity. This report was released on 3 October 2012, based upon those 680 reports gathered between 2009 and 2010. And Joyce, in those 680 reports from all over the country, they found not a single instance of domestic terrorist activity, nor any case in which a fusion center had thwarted some incipient plan to commit a terrorist act. And when you have that large and varied a sample, Joyce, it's a completely appropriate and warranted statistical inference that domestic terrorism in the United States is virtually non-existent.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right. Let's talk about what, okay, we know what, there's a one of the manuals, the military manual on Jade Helm. It's going to be in the email blast. It's called Request to Conduct Realistic Military Training, RMT, Jade Helm 15 by the U.S. Special Operations Command. That'll be in the email blast. That's quite a few pages. But what if, after all the information you've looked at regarding Jade Helm and all the people you've talked to, what do you think July 15th is going to mean? What is going to happen then? We've been told both sides of it. It's no big deal. Don't worry about it. But what do you think is going to happen around July 15th to September 15th?
Joyce, the date is a psyop. We're supposed to think nothing's going to happen until July 15th. It's already happening. When they're building these fences, they're doing that now. When they're ripping up the floors, they're doing that now. When they're putting up the black plastic so you can't see in the windows, they're doing that now. When they're bringing in black helicopters, they're doing that now. When they're bringing in military equipment, they're doing that now. This is in the works. They've got a massive assemblage of military equipment. I mean, you could not get together this kind of military equipment if you didn't intend to deploy it in the immediate future. Immediate future.
Okay, we're going to be back after this four-minute break with Professor James Fetzer at the Power Hour. More than you want to know about Jade Helm, I guarantee you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 4 minutes. Joining us is Professor James Fetzer. We're discussing Jade Helm. Now, I want to get to the down and dirty of what Jade Helm is going to be, what you think it's going to be, because like you say, that is just a phony time that's given us on July 15th to September 15th. You say it's underway. Now, there's been a lot of pictures on the net of check out this equipment and these tanks and these this and that. What have you verified that we can actually take to the bank, the insolvent bank?
Well, Joyce, you know, I mean, I'm not such a skeptic of the integrity of the average American that when they take the time out to post videos like this, there are so many. You can take each of them as an uncertain data point, but the task we confront, people like you and me, is to take a whole lot of uncertain data and figure out what's going on. You might regard this as an area of specialization for me. There is so much data, and it's coming from so many directions. I have had much of it confirmed even on the ground. My own producer, for example, has had helicopters fly over his own village at the time when the Canadian government was denying any such ops were taking place. And we have one of the wonderful studies I found there is where you had a week ago Sunday on it may have been Meet the Press. They were all talking, had a round table discussing this Jade Helm and expressing their profound skepticism and saying they didn't think there were any, this was all tinfoil hat stuff about black helicopters. And it was followed by four or five different reports from citizens in different communities where you could see the black helicopters flying over. I mean, I'm telling you, Joyce, I have a colleague with whom I do what is known as False Flag Weekly News. His name is Kevin Barrett. And Kevin and I have had considerable differences over Jade Helm, over a question very much like the very question you're asking. He was on a book tour a few weeks ago because he's put together a brilliant book entitled We Are Not Charlie Hebdo, where he's got 21 contributors from all over the world analyzing the false flag attack in France. It was so fake, I couldn't believe it. They have an X on the road for the car to park, so it would be in the best visual field for the surveillance camera. When they rush over to the policeman lying on the ground and shoot him in the head, there's no blood. His head doesn't even move. They made a big point of talking about this being a kosher deli. We have an image of a fireman, a policeman firing an automatic weapon from the one side of a police car in front of him. There's a line of other cops. But, I mean, if he'd been firing real ammunition, he would never have fired from behind other cops. I mean, that whole thing was an elaborate charade. France had become too supportive of Palestinians, the Palestinian cause. I have no doubt this was organized by the fertile mind of Benjamin Netanyahu, who, of course, immediately shows up and is captured in the photographs, which appear to have been staged, by the way, with this vast crowd behind them. And now they passed draconian laws in France against anti-Semitism and a host of other issues, and the whole pro-Palestinian movement has been suffocated. Now, with this Jade Helm thing, we have too much going on. There are too many cases of these. I have a woman in Nebraska who has been witnessing a huge amount of military activity there, very unusual. I have a friend who lives near Seattle who has reported a host of military activity, very unusual. We have these train cars full of weapons, and I started to talk about, you can't have this vast assemblage of military equipment. You're looking at, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of military vehicles, armored personnel carriers and so forth. You can't put an assortment of equipment like that together unless you plan immediate deployment for the following reason. They require maintenance. They have to be lubed. They have to have oil changes. But out in the desert, you don't have a garage. You don't have a lift. You can't put them up and take care of them. So you'd never assemble them if you didn't have the intention of deploying them. Now, the very acronym Jade Helm turns out to be extremely important because Jade stands for Joint Assistant for Deployment and Execution. I'll come back to that word itself because we have further information about it. Helm, Homeland Eradication of Local Militants. What we have going on here is the following, and this requires background to understand what I'm explaining. I've already mentioned that we had the report from the Senate Committee on Homeland Security that there is no domestic terrorist threat in the United States based upon 680. So what are they surveying? What is the NSA surveying?
Exactly. Okay, we're going to come back from this three-minute break and find out what they're surveying. And my question is, do you think they are going to detain people? And what are they going to do with them? And what is the purpose? We'll be back after this three-minute break. Professor James Fetzer, Joyce Riley here. Stay tuned. All right, James Fetzer, give us the down and dirty. What do you think this is going to be all about? What are they going to do? And are they going to detain people?
Well, I frankly have no doubt about it, Joyce. I mean, this ongoing surveillance of our emails, our phone calls, our medical financial records cannot be justified on the basis of the existence of domestic terrorists. We have a report from the Senate Committee on Homeland Security that refutes that. And that means they're lying to us. Now, who are they therefore targeting? It appears to me that we are in the throes of the imposition of a military police state, and they want to target anyone who might have the background, knowledge, and abilities to stand up and resist, which includes veterans especially, 9/11 truthers, NRA members, militia members, constitutionalists, Ron Paul supporters. These have to be the targets of this massive NSA surveillance. And we have had many reports in the past of the existence of three lists, a red list that consists of persons who are in the position to inform the public about what's going on, people like you, me, other talk show hosts, Alex Jones, for example, who would be collected together and taken out to remove those who are able to articulate and inform the people. They're the red list. The blue list is those who are the followers of the red list leadership. So you decapitate the leadership, you cut off communication. Obama's even contemplated an internet kill switch. I think when all this goes on, they're going to try to take out the internet completely so we can't even communicate between one another and therefore cannot coordinate to achieve common goals in opposition. But this is what appears to be going on. And let me compound the evidence here. We have over 300 FEMA camps all over this country. Why are they there? DHS has accumulated 2 billion rounds of 40 caliber hollow point ammunition. Joyce, that ammunition maims and kills. It's not even permissible for use in combat under the Hague Convention of 1899. What is DHS doing with 2 billion rounds of ammunition that isn't even permissible for use in combat? Now they've taken all over all these Walmart stores under prior agreements with FEMA. They're altering the Walmarts. They're ripping up the floors. They're installing what appear to be these beds of electrodes so they can shock detainees when they process them. They are putting fences around. They're taking these enormous shipping boxes, these enormous steel containers, and using them as barricades to conceal what's going on at the back of some of these Walmarts. I mean, all of this is fantastic. I just received, you know, I've got many sources who are sending me more and more links, and there are just hundreds upon hundreds of them, Joyce, including today, more military equipment spotted at closed Walmart in Texas ahead of JMAL 15. Russian collar, jade helm is preparation for financial class. Brandon, Florida Walmart, metal doors now installed on the in the store. Here's one that sounds very odd. Yellowstone photo could get you 1 year in prison under new Wyoming law. Now, there's a question one might ask, well, what does Wyoming have to do with this? Well, there are several different scenarios about what they might do to trigger off the imposition of martial law once they get these forces into place. And one of those scenarios includes setting off a nuclear demolition at Yellowstone, which may be the reason why you can't take photos at Yellowstone. What an absurdity, Joyce. How can you not take photographs at a national park? That means something very bizarre is taking place. Another is a possibility of a nuclear on the New Madrid Fault. Joyce, if that happens, this is such a sensitive, geologically sensitive event that it would cause a transformation in the geography of the United States. The West Coast could be flooded and the Mississippi expanded massively all the way up to Wisconsin, where I reside. And the suggestion to be yet another scenario would be and another nuke in the Atlantic to cause enormous tsunami waves. As you no doubt are aware, most of the world's population is located along the coastline. So if you have a huge event like a tsunami, it can take out lots of people. Remember, we have heard, and I've been in a state of disbelief about these, I've heard these reports so many times, that there's a massive program afoot to depopulate the world, to reduce our population dramatically. I'm talking by even as much as 80 or 90%. I haven't wanted to believe it, Joyce, but I'm profoundly troubled today that that might actually be an aspect of it. Now, if you ask about the big picture here, there's a very, very good article by Paul Joseph Watson, who's an extremely good editor for InfoWars, and who spoke with the Russia Today, which published an article entitled U.S. National Guard Drills, and we know it's not actually the National Guard, in public aimed at dealing with domestic dissidents. And here's the line. U.S. Army field manuals admit that public drills are aimed at dealing with political dissidents that need to be, quote, re-educated to gain a new appreciation of U.S. policies. Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars editor at large, told RT's In the Now. Now, Joyce, I don't say that Alex is always right. I don't claim I'm always right. But I'm telling you, in this case, I think Watson has got it exactly right. And that, you know, there's more and more evidence accumulating that we're in the throes of what appears to me to be the greatest risk to the integrity of democracy in the United States in our history. Here's one more to add to the heap. Texas Ranger drops Jade Hill bombshell. There are trains with shackles on them. We've had reports in the past, and here's a further confirmation from a Texas Ranger, of railroad cars that are loaded with shackles. Joyce, this is not normal. This is bizarre. And it occurs to me that these Walmarts are not only going to serve as command and control centers where you bring the detainees to the Walmart for preliminary processing and to determine which FEMA camp they should be sent to, but even, I believe, because we have too many reports of these guillotines, too, they may be separating our bodies from our heads in the case of those on the red list to ensure they no longer are stirring up trouble. Because in the USA Today, Joyce, criticism of your government is regarded as a terrorist act.
Right.
I mean, it's completely insane, Joyce.
It is.
Completely insane.
Now, I you know, I'm very suspect of these shackles and guillotine stories because I've seen so many of them and never seen any evidence. Now, I'm not saying it's not true, but I just want to be careful because I don't like scaring people with these stories. If, you know, surely if somebody's seeing these things, they've got a camera, they've got a phone, they can take a picture. But too many people say, trust me, I have a well-intentioned guy who told me that he saw this. Well, get a picture is all I can say. But I just want to add that. Now, are you...
That's completely appropriate. I agree with you 100%. I don't want anyone to take my word for it. I want them to be motivated to do their own research. Go online, put in Jade Helm. You're going to be stunned by hundreds upon hundreds of YouTubes that include all kinds of photographs and videos and other studies by other concerned citizens, Joyce. So your point is impeccable. I endorse it 100%.
Okay, and I want to add, though, okay, if there's anybody out there that would like to talk to James that has an issue or a question or whatever, give us a call at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. If you have a question or comment for James Fetzer, we're not going to be able to take many phone calls. But if you have something that is burning that you want to talk about that is a real issue or you've seen something that you're concerned about, I'm sure he would like to know that also. So again, 855-995-6923 if you want to get on the phone bar there. So you think that there will actually be people detained. I'm wondering if people like Alex Jones have made a plan B to say, okay, if somebody comes for me, here's what I'm going to do. I mean, are people getting that proactive against this and that defensive against this?
Well, my inclination, I mean, I was, you know, born and raised in America, and I'm a former Marine Corps officer, is to stand my ground and resist with whatever ability is in my possession. I stand with Nathan Hale. I mean, look, what do we want to do? Live as slaves or fight for our freedom? Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the author of the Gulag Archipelago, said that all of those who had been consigned to, you know, isolation, desolation, and slave labor agreed that if they'd only resisted when it began, the gathering up, rounding up of all these people. Remember this story. You know, first they came for the Jews, but I wasn't a Jew. And then they came for the communists, but I wasn't a communist. Well, each one of us is an American, and we have to stand up for America. And here's a report from Dave Hodges, who, by the way, has done quite a lot of good reporting on this, not all flawless. But this is rather important about the Jade Helm leadership being kept in the dark. Here's what he wrote. I have previously reported on how my sources, who have current connections to Special Operations Forces leadership, have been told by their former colleagues that the field command leadership of Jade Helm is being kept in the dark as to the full scope and true purpose of Jade Helm. I have repeatedly been told that Jade Helm is highly compartmentalized and the commanders are extremely concerned about what is coming and what the Jade Helm leadership and their men are going to be ordered to do. Late Saturday night, I was given a summary of a three-minute conversation which took place earlier that day. It was some military types and their former colleagues have deduced the fact that Jade Helm is absolutely about controlling civil unrest. During the course of the call, it was stated that the CIA has been using Kiev as a beta test, that's of course Ukraine, since April of 2014, in order to best decide how to control the American people when they have finally had enough and take to the streets armed with everything from pitchforks to AR-15s. Coincidentally, I received the following email conversation from an individual who refused to allow me to use his name. I do know his identity in relation to his personal Jade Helm training in northern Michigan, in which the Marine Corps Reserve trained with foreign troops in a mock American town in order to quell domestic violence. So much for the claim that Jade Helm is only designed to train for wars in the Middle East. If Jade Helm had anything to do with training in the Middle East, the drill would be conducted in sandboxes near Yuma, Arizona, or in the California desert. But that is not what we are seeing. Now, Joyce, for our citizens who care, contact their political representatives, the members of the House, the members of the Senate, the governor. The governors have a key role to play here. The governor of Texas whose name is Abbott, has been so alarmed that he's directed the State Guard to monitor the activities of the Jade Helm forces operating in Texas. That has caused Jade Helm to cancel some of its operations. The state of Colorado has opted out, so they're not going to be included in Jade Helm ops. But I tell you, something very, very sinister is taking place. And when you have them ripping up these Walmarts and remodeling them, I assure you, this is no standard drill. And as a former Marine Corps officer, when they assemble this kind of equipment on such a large scale, it's for immediate deployment. This is serious, Joyce. This is now. But a citizen, put pressure on the representative, call talk shows, write letters to the editor, find out what the hell Jade Helm is all about.
Yeah. Okay. Let me go to John in Kansas. John in Kansas, you're on the air with Mr. Fetzer. Go ahead, please.
Very interesting. I've been wanting to hear more of this for a long time. I'll make this quick. I have a friend that's been working down in Clovis, New Mexico, and he showed me two phone photographs of two trains parked along on a side rail. One was totally nothing but camouflage tanks as far as you could see, and he said the train was a lot longer than his phone could take picture of. And the other one was another train that had all kinds of military equipment. I didn't know what I was seeing, but it was military equipment, and it was painted camouflage.
Interesting. Okay, thank you very much, John. I appreciate the phone call. Let me go to Bob in Missouri. Bob in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just picked up your show, but just kind of corroborating what he's talking about. I saw seven black helicopters on Sunday go by. And I know we've been seeing those. You know, I don't know what the relevance of those are. You know, they were kind of scary when they first came out because that was around Waco and stuff like that. You first started hearing that kind of stuff. And I started seeing them, you know, black. So I don't know what the significance of black are, but they are there. And one other thing, you were talking about in France and Israel involvement in that deal. There are two companies involved with NSA, and they come out of Israel, and they receive all the information that NSA receives. You know, the two companies' name, if you want to look it up, their names are Narus and Berint, N-A-R-U-S and B-E-R-I-N-T. And I know it's totally illegal for NSA and why the government, so that shows they're part of the whole deal. They used to have to have an FBI warrant to wiretap you, but now we have a foreign power. And I'd like to find out what their extent in this whole revelation that you're
okay,
talking
now
about
what,
here.
Help me understand. What is it that those two companies are doing?
I'll tell you.
All right, go ahead, James.
This is an excellent call. He makes the impeccable point that all of our NSA raw data goes directly to Israel. Israel has access to all of our phone calls, all of our emails, all of our financial records, all our medical records. It's completely obscene that Israel is given this kind of preeminent role. Now, those who believe in this wonderful organization called Oath Keepers want to check out an article entitled Jade Helm 2015 Questions and Reflections, because there's one of the most thoughtful studies of what's going on in Jade Helm that we have available today. Another alarming development, by the way, is a photograph of a special kind of equipment out in Arizona of a military convoy with microwave weapons taking a break on I-80. This was actually near Reno, Nevada. These are used for crowd control. They make your skin feel as though it's on fire. This is another very bad sign that we're in for something big.
Okay, we'll be back after this 3-minute break. Final segment coming up. Francis, you're up next in North Carolina. Stay tuned to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. It is 50 after the hour. James Fetzer is our guest. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Our guest today is Professor James Fetzer. We're talking about Jade Helm. Is it a big deal? I think so. I think there's enough evidence now to show that this is more of an intention than they've been letting on as to what they attempt to do, what they're going to attempt to do. And I would be interested in knowing if any people in Texas especially, or California, or any of the states that are going to be involved with Jade Helm are doing anything particular. Now, the two states that have been targeted the most, it appears, is Utah and Texas. But that doesn't mean that there's not other states involved, nor does it mean that they're not doing the northern states, northeastern states, or wherever. it may be just subterfuge that they're presenting to us. James, anything you want to say before I go to Francis in North Carolina?
Yes, yes, yes. Another obvious role for the Walmarts is their centers for logistic support. They'll provide supply lines. I mean, that's what Walmarts do, right? They stock up on all kinds of food and equipment. They're sending a whole lot of military equipment to be added. So they're going to be, you know, depots for supplies for these forces. I mean, it's a very obvious point, and yet it only occurred to me in the last few days, that of course the Walmarts are there for logistic purposes. I mean, it's essential if you're going to maintain an operation. You have to be capable of resupplying them. The Walmarts are going to be used for resupply, for command and control, and for preliminary detainee processing. It's all very ominous, but I guarantee you there's no way they'd be building these fences, ripping up the floors, and making all these other changes to the Walmarts if this were not the real deal here and now.
Absolutely. Okay, let's go to, and I mean, that's big. That's huge what you're saying. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on the air with James Fetzer. Go ahead, please.
Hey, folks. Two quick points for you. One, chances are there has already been exercise going on south of the border in South Carolina, as per WLTX in the Columbia area had reported for this being the second year that they are doing a military / law enforcement exercise southeast of central Columbia, or whatever you want to call it, near Fort Jackson. Quite frankly, it shows that even Sheriff Leon Lott, who is a government shill and being well paid for it, is really stooped to that lower level. Now, as far as, and this is the second year they've done it, they did it last year as well, and just did a little blurb to the people in the public. Second quick point. As far as contacting your congresspeople and politicians are concerned, that's commendable, except for one thing. They're already bought and paid for, and they ain't going to do squat.
Bingo. Thank you very much for the phone call. Thank you, Francis. Good point. Let's go to Mayad in New York. Mayad in New York, you're on the air with James Fetzer. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Hey, Jim. Reminds me I need to give you a call, and welcome back, Joyce.
Thank you.
Jim, Democracy Now! Had a piece on the NSA having an automated system to transcribe all our phone calls. I'd like your reflections on that. And if you have time to comment on Wolf, who has brought in former Stasi head to set up Homeland Security, and repeat the Paul Watson article, or I'll get it from you directly. Thanks so much.
Well, they don't have time to listen to all these phone calls, so they use search engines to pick out keywords and phrases, and those are of special interest to them. But Joyce, before we conclude, I have to say, all this ISIS stuff is complete rubbish. This is political theater. ISIS is bought and paid for by the U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia. It's all political theater. When you see those strings of brand new Toyotas, there's no ISIS threat. It's known in Washington as John McCain's army.
Oh, I like that. Thank you so much, James Fetzer, for joining us. Let me know if there's any updates you need to give us on Jade Helm. And thank you so very much for the work you're doing. Keep up the good research. We salute you at the Power Hour, James.
Thank you, James.
You bet. Have a blessed day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. We're going to be talking Topperson tomorrow, for one thing, and Ellen Wood will be joining us. You don't want to miss Ellen Wood. We're going to be talking about the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership. Have a blessed day. We love you at the Power Hour. It's all about the truth. We'll see you tomorrow.